With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another sign that the red-hot U.S. job market continues to cool.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits jumped to its highest level in more than 8 months last week. The Labor Department reports unemployment claims for the week ending May 4th rose by 22,000 to 231,000. Last week's claims were the most since the final week of August 2023.
Correspondent Jeremy House. There wasn't a single Democrat voting yes when the House passed a Republican bill calling for adding a citizenship question to the 2030 census. Backers of the bill argue illegal immigrants are not entitled to congressional representation. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats have made it quite clear as to where they stand.
2 months ago, every Senate Democrat voted to count illegal aliens in the census to help them shore up more seats in Congress and more votes in the Electoral College.
And prospects for this bill look doubtful in the Democrat-controlled Senate. An attempt to oust Congressman Johnson as House Speaker has failed. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden threatens to withhold certain U.S. weaponry from Israel should the Jewish state launch an offensive against Hamas in Rafah.
Several human rights groups have specifically mentioned these heavy bombs as being responsible for causing a lot of the devastation in Gaza. President Biden said that U.S.-supplied munitions, these heavy weapons, have already killed civilians in Gaza. But I think this decision to pause deliveries is incredibly significant. It's historic, right? This hasn't happened in 40 years. America, after all, is by far the most important supplier of military equipment to the Israelis, the most significant ally.
That's a BBC's Will Vernon. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 37 points, the Nasdaq 18 points in the red. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invades the world of darts.
Dita Hedman is a female darts champion from England, and she recently opted to forfeit a match at the Denmark Open rather than compete against a man who is living as a woman. In a social media post, Hedman says she doesn't care what people do in their personal life, but, quote, I don't think biological born men should compete in women's sport. Leagues of all kinds are being forced to grapple with the issue of males intruding on female competitions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender activists have flooded a Utah tip line established to alert state officials to possible violations of a new bathroom law with thousands of hoax reports. The online portal has received more than 10,000 submissions in its first week. The state auditor says none seem legitimate. Trans activists say the fake submissions are a form of protest meant to shield males who want to use female restrooms as well as locker rooms. This is SRN News. Tax hikes the issue before California's highest court.
The California Supreme Court is weighing whether to remove a measure from the November ballot that would make it harder for the state and local governments to raise taxes. The court heard oral arguments Wednesday on the measure that would require all new and higher taxes to be approved by voters. Right now, the legislature can raise taxes with a two-thirds vote in both the Senate and Assembly. The initiative would require statewide voters to weigh in after, with the new tax taking effect only if a majority approve it. Keith Peters reporting.
A Northern Idaho prosecutor will not bring hate crimes charges against an 18-year-old accused of shouting a racist slur at members of the Utah women's basketball team while the team was in Idaho for the NCAA tournament. The prosecutor says there isn't evidence that the man was threatening physical harm to the women or to their property. More details at SRNNews.com.